Hi, Mark. Welcome around the workstand.
Hey, Susie. How are you this week?
I'm doing pretty well. I mean, the weather is really taking me on a roller coaster, but it's spring on the Front Range, so.
Yeah, last Saturday I had two rides from my recently hired coach to do, and Saturday morning it was 3 or 4 inches of snow on the ground, but by midday Sunday it was all gone. So it's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wild ride. Well, just like we wish the weather would be a little bit more straightforward with us,
yes,
predictable would be something.
Yeah.
Feel that way about a lot of things in life. Wish they could be a little bit more clear,
yeah,
you know? Or maybe that just straightforward answers were easier to come by.
Yeah. And, you know, marketing and websites are certainly two topics that you often have a hard time finding a clear-cut answer to.
Mm-hmm.
Until
someone who, yeah,
until today.
Today, we're going to answer some of those questions.
Yeah.
Based on our combined 20 years of experience. Can you believe
20
it?
20 years.
I know. We're a college graduate, Mark.
Yeah. Combined.
We're on our way to a master's.
Hopefully, between the two of us, we know more than a current college graduate.
I like to think so. We've good life experience.
Yes. And lots of life here at work, Dan, talking about marketing and websites. And like you said, these topics often are clouded by myth and stuff that doesn't work. And I like to think between the two of us, we've heard a lot of these common questions often enough. We have the answers. We're just going to answer some of those questions. And if we miss your question, if you think, well, that's a good idea, but you completely missed the question I have, use the comments. If you're watching us on YouTube, put it in the comments. If you'd rather email us at podcast@workstand.com. Ask that question, and we will answer that question in just as simple a way as we answer these.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's keep it direct and simple. You ready?
Ready.
Let's go.
What's the first question?
This one we hear the most often. SEO. Yeah. How can I do better in search?
Yeah. And that is, you know, if we're going to start with one that is, it is very, very common. It also is probably the most confusing.
It is.
And maybe fairly confusing because, it, you know, a long time ago it was complicated. It's not complicated these days.
Mm-mm.
Here's the answer. And this is, I'm going to say this is the answer for 85, 90% of SEO. Two things. Do you have anything interesting on your website that your customers or potential customers would care to read? Are you actively maintaining your website to update that content on a frequent basis? Mm-hmm. Those two things, done well, 85 or 90% of your SEO is handled because search engines are smart these days. They can tell by the behavior of somebody on your website if they found something interesting and valuable, and they can tell when they haven't. So that's the answer.
Yeah. And just to, I mean, I guess just to be clear about what drives me crazy is hot word of, I feel like, currently is gatekeeping. I feel like a lot of people, they kind of want to shroud it in mystery. They want to gatekeep the solution because they want you to pay you. They want you to pay them to do their SEO. And that's just, I mean, we can certainly help with that.
Sure. Like, this is going to apply to a lot of the things we talk about, but there's always here at WorkStand, there's always two ways things can happen. You can do it. We've provided the tools, the software's there. We got lots of great help center articles. We've got an awesome client success team that will guide you and teach you. Or if you don't want to or care to or have the inclination to or the time to do it, you can always pay us to do these things. So again, like you said, not shrouded in mystery. So you'll pay us. Happy to tell you all about it. If you want to do the work, that's what the tools are for. Our main goal is that you sell more stuff.
Yeah.
If we can accomplish that, it doesn't really matter how we get there as far as who does what. It's just that we get there.
So speaking of stuff, selling stuff online, I think this also helps boost SEO, but we have retailers say, well, I'm a local business. I'm focused on my brick and mortar. Why should I sell online?
Yeah. Well, first of all, it's the way modern consumers shop. So that's answer number one. You want to attract and meet new consumers and get them to buy things. They shop. However, there isn't really a distinction these days between shopping online or shop. They're just shopping.
Mm-hmm.
So the first reason you want to do it is to meet the modern consumer where they are. The second reason is a bit of psychological setup. If you're shopping for something and you find that something on a website and you see it in detail and the price, but there's no way to buy it, even if you plan to come to the store, that's a bit of a psychological barrier. What's wrong with this website? let me back away from that. So having the shopping cart on, even for pickup in store, forget shipping things, removes that barrier. And then the third big reason is back to search. You alluded to that when you started this one. It's more about having interesting things on the site, because so many searches are things, searching for things. We talked about it with Ryan recently. It used to be consumers search for a bike shop, and then they went and figured out what bike to buy. That's been flipped. Now they search for the bike. When they find it, then they try and figure out where to buy it. So that those are the three reasons you want to be selling online, even if we know 90% of your sales are still going to end up in the store, even when they start online.
Yep, absolutely. So you also mentioned, we're just going to roll in with it. You mentioned attracting those shoppers. So we hear from retailers like, why should I pay for ads, or why should I pay Workstand to run my ads?
Yeah, I think there's a couple things. One, there's a limit to organic search. Google didn't get to become billions of dollars it's worth by giving everything away. They give a lot away. And so there's at some point, if you want to be specific about the audience you reach, then there's a limit there to what organic search or SEO can do. And that's when you want to pay for ads. Also, there's a placement issue. If you're taking the organic as it comes, there used to be 10 or 12 organic results on the first page of a Google search. Now there's two or three. So if you want to be at the top where those little panel shopping ads are, the only way to get there is to pay Google. It's not, we never say it's just a few dollars because it's too hard to come by the dollars, but it's not overly expensive. It can be pretty much any budget can get you up there. The second question of why us? Again, we just want you to have access to it. We happen to be quite good at it. We have a 3-person Google Ads management team that, speaking of years of experience in bikes, there's, 80 years of experience between those three guys, Dan, Greg, and Matt. And there's a couple of decades of Google Ads experience in there. So, why us? Well, because we're good at bikes. We're good at our platform. We know how to connect everything really well. And frankly, we're far less expensive for that type of work than most ad agencies, because we don't view that as the only thing we do. It's an augmentation to this relationship we have. And so you'll find our rates are quite competitive and generally a lot less than hiring a local agency.
Yeah. And just a humble brag about that team. I mean, speaking of a team that's like the opposite of gatekeeping, they'll be super straightforward with you. Yeah. They're really great at talking about sometimes complicated or technical things, just really in a way that those of us who maybe aren't in there every day, looking at those analytics, they can really communicate all that stuff so well. Yeah. So nice. Yeah.
That seemed like a lot of words, so I got to tighten it up now. I won't answer these questions straight right off.
What about, I think it all kind of starts with, the homepage. Do you get people asking about, like, kind of really straightforward of like, does my homepage look good? How could I optimize my homepage?
Frankly, I wish we got this question more often.
I would love to.
I think you and I both came up with this question from slightly different perspectives, but in both cases, we wish we got it more often. I understand a lot of our clients are working real hard in the store. They're doing heroic things every day to keep a business going and employ a bunch of people. Knowing what's a good website and what meets current best practice, given how often that changes, it's hard to keep up with that. So I answer this question by going back to the beginning. Are you offering something of value on that website? There's a lot of stuff you might like as a business owner. This big video of this person bombing down a hill is really cool. But what question does it answer? How are you helping somebody learn something that leads them to a service or product that you provide? That's the main question. So is it good? Does it look good? Go look at some other websites. Don't just look at bike retailer websites or bike industry. Look everywhere that you are. Mm-hmm. Find those things that flow well. And then use the resources we have. We will do a free website audit for you, a review. Mm-hmm. Our client success team will go through and give you all these tips. Again, then you can do it yourself with the help center and their help, or you can offload that to us or somebody else to help. But I think that's the big tips, is look around, ask yourself the hard questions. Are you offering value, or are you just putting fluff out there that might be fun, but it's not helping anybody answer questions that will lead them to being a cyclist? And if you're not doing those things, then let somebody help. One of the other questions we get a lot is, what can I do to make my website perform better without adding additional costs? And that's 100% fair question. How would you address that one?
Yeah, I would first start with that that complimentary website review form that we have. You know, that'll go to our client success team, and they'll look at everything, including the homepage, like Mark said, but also the back end, and make sure that maybe your catalog settings could be updated. Are you utilizing, do you have a package that includes supplier sync? Are you displaying all the products that you could, leveraging maybe even just as simple as clear communication when someone purchases off your website? That's going to keep them, that can be come back again if they're getting, oh, I got that order confirmation email. I got the update, you know, when it was ready for pickup. All the expectations were met, stuff like that. So yes, we will look, and we'll happy to identify any ways that you can improve your website performance.
That's a really good point, because there's, you know, Liam internally, one of the things he does is look for trends in e-commerce, things that can improve conversion rates. People more often put things in the cart and check out. A lot of those are just settings, but the best practice on the use of those settings changes a lot. Let us help.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then we'll link that below. What's that?
We will link that form below.
Yes, we'll put that link below so you can get to that form easily. And don't feel like, well, I don't know if I want to bother them with that. They're really good at those. So let them help. Yeah. It's a lot of good information. What you do with it, up to you, but at least know what's going on in there. And I think that's pretty similar to the question we get sometimes is, what am I paying WorkStand for? I've got this local subscription, or I've got this professional subscription. What is it that I'm paying for? And how can I use those things better? Sometimes I feel like I'm not using all the features. Mm-hmm. What about that?
Yeah, I think it still comes back to engage with us. We would love to talk to you, whether it's reaching out to our client success team and using that kind of complimentary website review form and kind of getting a good overview of the things that you could be changing. Mm-hmm. Talk to Mark. Yeah. I mean, talk about someone who's going to be straightforward and say, you know, you have the local website package. It includes, it's going to lead with, you know, displaying your up-to-date in-store inventory, but maybe there's some other little things we can kind of fill in to complement your curated in-store inventory. Are you utilizing the monthly marketing content? That's a really great way to keep your homepage fresh and relevant, drive shoppers towards seasonally relevant goods, what's new in your store, what makes sense right now, things like that. And then are you telling people about it?
Yeah, and features evolve. In fact, we recently changed that local, you mentioned local, we changed that subscription. It used to be that all orders were for pickup in store. Now you can ship. So do you want to ship, and do you want to take advantage of that? And I think this is a little bit tongue-in-cheek or funny, but I often tell people in calls, I'm part of your subscription. So you said call me, but we mean it. I mean, a lot of the emails you send out to our clients have my calendar link in it. But if you want to email mark.s@workstand, let me know. I'll send you a link, book time. Happy to talk about any of this stuff, approaches. And we'll always find if there's a solution that can be done and that you can handle, you want to do it, great, do it. Doesn't cost any extra. It's part of the subscription. If you want to delegate the work, we're always here to help with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
What about the really important decisions in life? Puppies or kittens?
Oh, I mean, there's room in both in my heart. No decision.
So yes?
I refuse. Yes. Puppies or kittens? Yes.
Well, I only have a puppy now. He's a 9-year-old puppy. He's a good boy.
He is a good boy. Yeah. Yes. Not everyone just wants a household full of both. And I respect that. But yes, anytime, unless you're asking us I guess Mark chose. So there's that. But yeah, if you ever have I just want to know what you could be doing differently, better. I offer these services. I don't know how to get them on my website. Reach out. We would love to help.
And also, I do have a habit of talking about lots of details and going down rabbit holes. But if you want to start that call with, listen, I just want an answer now. Okay. I will do my best to not talk more. I'll just tell you the answer, which hopefully we did today.
Mark loves to talk.
I do.
benefits us in lots of ways. But yeah, you want a straightforward answer? Please reach out. We'd love to give it to you.
Yeah, and remember, if you felt like we didn't straightforwardly answer one of those questions, mm-hmm. or you have a different question, in the comments here on YouTube, if you're watching, if you're listening, or just don't want to be public in comments, podcast@workstand.com. Susie and I both watch that email address. We'd love to see your question, and we'd be happy to answer it.
Yeah, absolutely. And until then, we'll see you around the workstand.
We'll see you.